Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Danielle, we talked to last week. And at that time, this was her story.
Well, I've got two kids, one going into fourth and one going into fifth.
Okay.
They've been coming home with report cards, pretty much all C's. Mm-hmm. And I've just basically kind of had it. I just feel like I can give them the A's. And they'll get into a good college that way. I've got to tell my husband, by the way, our kids aren't going back to school in the fall. I'm going to homeschool them. And he has the college education. I don't.
It sort of misses something in the translation because you had to hear the whole call to see sort of, and I know she's on hold listening right now, but I got to be, you know, totally honest, just unqualified for this kind of thing.
Well, she wasn't planning on really teaching them so much as it was going to give them the good grades because they deserved it. So she was just going to sit down and teach them in finger quotes what they needed to know, not everything, but what they needed to know, and then just give them the grades so they can get into college.
Yeah, she wanted to give them better grades so they can get into a better school. And she said she was qualified to do this because she spends 30 minutes with them on homework each night, and they all eat dinner together.
They have mashed potatoes and steak.
So we thought, okay, this is not going to be good. So we were hoping when she went into the weekend that maybe her husband would say, what? You out of your mind? And Danielle is back right now on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Danielle.
Ho, ho. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Ho, ho. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm curious, like, your approach to your husband over the weekend. Did you think that initially he would be like, that sounds like a great idea, baby? Or did you think that it was going to be met by a wall?
I did not really know how he was going to react at all. because really, I'm asking a lot from him in the same token. It's not like it's just going to happen and we're going to talk about it throughout the process. He's going to have a pretty big hand in the whole situation because, like I said before, he's the one with the degree, not me.
So he would be, you were going to ask him to help teach?
Definitely. What? Right.
Does he have a job?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it would be something that he could do when he gets home and over the weekends. And, you know, maybe we could take Mondays off, but we'd have school on Saturday or something.
Okay, so he goes to work at what time?
He leaves here by 7.
All right.
7:15.
And he gets home at what time?
5:36.
Okay, and then at least in your head, the schedule looks like what? He'll spend 45 minutes with them, 3 hours with them a night. How long are we looking at?
Probably two. I mean, I'll be with them also. I'll be the primary, you know, teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he's going to come and review the work, and if there's any place that we're stuck, he'll help us out there.
Melissa, what's that look?
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, it's
there are days like this where I wish we Ustreamed because Melissa's look is priceless.
The fact that you said, you know, if we are stuck and we don't know how to solve a problem, then he will come in and he will solve it for us. I mean, you have no confidence whatsoever in your in educating your children. And so you, in your mind, think your husband is your backup plan, and after work, that he's going to come home and he's going to kind of really be the teacher in the
end. But that's just it. I do think of him as my backup plan. I do have confidence in myself. I think that I can do this. I think it's going to be pretty easy, actually.
Pretty easy.
So. Okay. Well, when you had the conversation over the weekend and you told him it was going to be a we thing, what was his response to the we partnership?
Yeah, I want to know how you initially got into it. You sit him down? Was it like you put the kids away somewhere, sent him to with the babysitter? Was it just you and he?
Well, yeah, they went to bed and we had a really fun family day and they were exhausted. So they went to bed actually pretty early and we just sat down and I made pie.
Oh, that's sweet.
We had pie and coffee, and we discussed it, and I am really excited, but he is completely on board with the whole thing.
Really?
He is, and really.
Yes.
And he knows that he's teaching.
Yes, yes.
Well,
he thinks that the school system has failed us.
Really? Okay.
In his own words, he said that our kids were bright by nature and not getting what they need, so he thinks it's a great idea.
Okay, here is Melanie. She wants to defend you.
Okay.
Great.
Let me give the phone number out here also. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. You can program this into your phone. 1-877-588-2378. Hey, Melanie, go ahead. You're on the BERT Show.
Hi. I just wanted to let her know that I really think she can do it. Homeschooling has come a long way. There's lots of resources. I have lots of friends that homeschool their kids through videotapes and homeschool groups. And you don't have to be that educated. And the school day is really only about 3 or 4 hours. So even if her husband can't chip in every day, they are going to get a full learning day if she utilizes the right resources that are available on the internet and through different groups around town.
But listen to what you're saying here. It almost sounds like your attitude is, yeah, I think there's a chance that she can pull this off, which to me, it's too much of a risk. You're talking about the education of your children. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know what? Yeah, I think you could pull off playing soccer, you know, at 65 years old with 40-year-olds or whatever.
Well, my favorite quotes are, the school day is only like three and a half hours long. And then the second thing is that you really don't have to be that educated to do it.
Well, you don't, in a sense, but it's up to her to educate her kids to really utilize all the resources that are out there. Now, if she just takes the day and, you know, doesn't go over everything or doesn't find the right resources to help her where she's lacking, then, yeah, it's going to be a bad job. But you can do it, you know, as long as she's 100% into it. But okay, if she's lazy about it, no, they're going to be dumb.
Well, let's stick with your line of thinking here then, Melanie. Danielle, how much research have you done on it? Like, what websites have you gone to? Who have you sought out for any kind of education before you made the decision to do this?
Well, I haven't done any of that. After talking to you, I started to realize what I had not done and what I do need to do, and I made a short list. And then I spoke to my husband, and I haven't really had the chance to get online or do any of that research yet.
Busy, busy, busy.
Well, I'm fascinated by the fact that you want to homeschool your children, but you didn't have the initiative to think beforehand to do the research. I'm just fascinated.
Danielle, come
but
on
But I
now.
Do appreciate the pie and coffee. I do appreciate that.
He did too.
Here is Molly. Molly, good morning. You are on the BERT Show.
Hi, I'm in college admissions, and there's some other factors to take into account, mm-hmm. Especially if your reason is to get them into a good college. Homeschool children cannot go to school on the HOPE scholarship.
Okay.
They're not HOPE eligible for the first 30 hours of college. And if it's not an accredited homeschool by one of the Georgia accredited homeschools, mm-hmm. then they have to actually get a GED before they can even be considered for college. And when you have a GED, your scholarship opportunities go down considerably.
Molly, this is all great information, but Danielle, this is info that you should know already. So the people that are calling in with mm-hmm. this kind of advice, I understand what you're trying to do. But as a parent, Danielle, you should know all this already.
Right.
When do you plan to start homeschooling them this next year, in the next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in fall.
Did you even know you had to be accredited?
Yes. I don't know how to go about doing that, but I know that I have to be accredited.
Well, I would get a start on that because summer's only 2 more months.
Yeah, I think I'd jump on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Haley, good morning. You're on the BERT Show.
Hey, good morning, BERT. Love the show.
Thank you.
I'm actually a high school graduate. I'm just finished nursing school. But I just wanted to let her know that it's a great idea, but it's a lot of hard work. So I just want to give that insight on that.
But it doesn't even sound like you're putting in the hard work now. I mean, you can't just go in there 2 weeks before you start teaching your own kids.
Yeah, the reason I asked when you were starting is because I wondered if you should try one more year before and you start training yourself before you try this. Because I think that to me, I'm personally not a fan of homeschooling. However, I would assume it is far more work than just allowing your kids to go to you know, public or private school.
Right, but if I wait another year, that's another year of C's and possibly D's.
Well, not necessarily. You and your husband can do that 2 hours that you're planning on having him do it anyway. Sit down and go over homework for 2 hours every night when they're in public school. Like, what's wrong with just doing that?
Or hire a tutor.
Yeah.
Because the grades aren't going to go through me first. I'm not going to be able to see it.
Yeah, but you understand.
Or do anything about it.
Yeah, but what Wendy's saying here is, okay, let the system do what it's supposed to do, and then maybe you should spend more time with your children on their homework rather than the entire day,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you'll see a bump in their grades.
But the system's not doing what it's supposed to do.
Maybe your kids aren't doing what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I No.
I think that there is a certain amount of arrogance with all parents. And I'll say this. I'm in the process of having children, okay? And we will have children in the next couple of years. And the thing that scares me about having children the most are not the children, but the parents. Because I do believe that with every parent, there's a little arrogance about their kids. That's great. I know that you think your kid is the best. Every parent should think their kid is the best. However, the fact that your husband said that they are naturally bright and it's the school system that's bringing them down, it's a problem for me because you don't realize that your children are not putting forth the work or they would get the A's. And that's just the plain truth. It's not the teacher's fault they're not getting the A's. It's your children's fault they're not getting the A's.
I don't think we can place blame on my children.
But you can place blame on the school system? You place blame on the school system, but not on your children.
Yes.
I think that's a huge problem.
I mean, granted, yes, I think that they haven't found the right way to learn for them, but the school system isn't willing to try and work that out for per individual child.
Okay, here's Pam who wants to stick up for you. Go ahead, Pam.
Hey, Leonard, I have homeschooled 4 girls. My oldest one is second year in college. She is on the dean's list, has had scholarships handed to her for her grades. Made the choice when she was kindergarten to homeschool, and I've homeschooled all 4 of them throughout the years.
I'm assuming, Pam, because you've been very successful at it, that you did some research beforehand that at least gave you some kind of indication if you could actually do this or not. Mm-hmm. Did the research...
I did, and that's the one thing I don't agree with her is that she does need to take over the summer, and she does need to do some research to figure out which programs are going to work for her children, and then just start it in the fall. I mean, don't wait, but just do her research through the summer.
So you think that I have enough time?
I think you do. I mean, you just need to get on the internet, talk to other homeschool people, find out which programs you think will work for your children. Just children learn different ways. There's some kids that learn on hand. There's some kids that learn through reading books. And there's all types of different programs out there for different types of children.
Hey, Pam, what if Danielle just drops her kids off at your house?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, thank you,
that'll work.
See you later.
I would feel better with that.
With what?
With her just going and dropping her kids off at Pam's house.
I wonder if that happens. Like, I'll homeschool your kids?
Oh, I'm sure that we had a listener on Friday who homeschools 8 children, and they all weren't his.
I didn't recall that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I will say the good news, though, Danielle, is, I mean, I think that it is highly important that you and your husband are on the same page, and that's what you are. That's what you wanted.
I suppose so, but I want to check back with you right before school to see how much research you've done on the whole thing. And
sure.
I wonder if, as school approaches, if you're as excited about it or you think, okay, maybe I can't do this. So let's talk to you right before the fall starts.
Okay, I'm pretty motivated. Thank you.
Can I ask you one last question?
Sure.
What kind of pie was it that you fed your husband?
It was blueberry and in season, ready to go.
I'm sorry.
That's what won him over.
Hello, yeah.
He never had a chance. All right, Danielle, see you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary.
The Bert Show.
I have a question for you guys, and it has to do with baby etiquette. In particular, when babies are born and etiquette on the day they're born. And the reason I bring this up is a few weeks ago, one of Katie's best friends gave birth to her baby girl. And congratulations to her and her baby girl. And it was their first child together. So so she had gone through like 18-hour labor. Okay, she had a very easy pregnancy, but the labor took a little long. So everybody was like, well, there's the karma.
Right. It's always, always balanced there,
yes.
Right?
And so their friends had time because it's her crew from college, right? And they all went to UGA together, and so it's her college crew. And so they're going back and forth, text and calls and everything that day because of a long labor. They had time to decide, what are we going to do when the baby's born? And I'm sitting witnessing the, you know, the phone tree that was going on between these women and them talking about, well, do we go to the hospital? Do we not go to the hospital? Mm-hmm. Should we do this? What do we do? What do we take? Do we wait? And I just thought it was logical that you just show up at the hospital. Well, we don't want to, you know, intrude. I mean, we don't want to intrude on the family. We don't intrude the husband. And I thought, well, don't you just, it just means more just to show up. So my question, you know, and they ended up just going to the hospital because soon after they made the decision, her daughter was born and they went ahead and went to the hospital to visit. Mm-hmm. But my question was, why was it a concern? I thought the automatic thing was just to show up at the hospital. Even if you don't get to see mommy, just the fact that mommy knew that you had come to see the baby would mean something, I would assume.
All right, so let me get this clear. Are you asking about guest visitation, or are you asking about?
I'm asking like when Hayden or Hollis was born, like Stacy's in the hospital, Hayden's born, and we all just show up without invitation. Would it be an intrusion, or would it be a welcome, like a, you know, knowing that y'all are kind of busy with your baby, but it's just a case of is it intrusion, or is it polite and sweet to show up at the hospital uninvited?
All right, let's see if we can get the phones going this early. 1-877-588-BERT, which is BERT. 1-877-588-2378. I think there are going to be a couple of different answers. At least in my case, there's a couple of different answers because I have two boys. One is 7 and one is 3. The first one for me was like, I'm in panic mode. So, and when I get in panic mode, I just sort of want to handle things myself. So even though it was really, really cool for everybody to show up, I think Stacy really dug that. But for me, I was freaked out. But I would say in the overall scheme of things, if you're going to err on the side of visiting.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Because then I would feel unloved if I was the mother. Like, none of my friends want to come and visit me in the hospital or see my new baby or congratulate me. No, I would want to visit.
The first one is just so overwhelming that you have nurses coming in all the time. And I just remember that anxiety and then trying to have to play sort of host to everybody. I think it's more of a question of you as a guest showing up and then knowing when to leave.
The time limit.
Right. Like just knowing you got to get in, you got to say, hey, you got to, you know, like pay your respect, hold the baby, then get out.
Right.
Because there's a whole bunch of people that are going to be lined up right behind you.
Because I think I was so surprised by their debate, because the debate lasted most of this woman's labor. Because most of these women are very, you know, apersonality, aggressive women. And I was shocked that they didn't just take it upon themselves to go, because I felt like, are we now in a place where people wait until they're kind of told what to do, or people wait to take initiative until somebody instructs them how to do it? And I felt, look, if I was a new mother, even in this case, I'm not sure if she had a C-section or not, but I know that she was unavailable to be visited. But no, she didn't have a C-section, but she was not available for anybody to come see her post-labor. And so but as a new mother, I think my feelings would be hurt. You mean nobody just took it upon themselves to show up without me having to tell them?
Maybe the best way is to like call and see if it's cool. Like, can I come by between 2 and 3 o'clock?
I told him, yeah, after she was on her about fourth phone call, I said, why don't y'all just go? I mean, even if you don't see mommy and daddy, just go drop off whatever you're going to drop off, whether it's magazines or flowers or whatever, and leave.
Quick
just
stick and move right
here. Yeah, absolutely.
Good morning, Bert. You're on the Bert Show. What's up, man?
Good morning, Bert. I was going to say that I think that you need to wait a little while, especially depending on what time you show up. Wife's old best friend showed up at about 8 o'clock in the morning. We had the baby at 11:30 at night, and she actually passed out and dropped the baby on its head.
Oh, damn.
What? The friend did?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So that was, you know, we had just woken up. My wife had been in labor for hours before, the night before. We have a knock on the door at 8:30. Within 10 minutes, the girl was holding the baby, passed out, and dropped the baby on its head.
Oh, damn.
How do you pass out?
I guess, I don't know.
Well, I guess she had driven about 2 hours that morning, and her blood levels dropped. they didn't really give us a great explanation, but the point is that she, you know, sent our first child's birth into complete turmoil, and it was all, you know, it all started off with a knock on the door at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's just using your head,
see,
right?
That, yeah, see, that's, yeah, I think that it's true. And it's like Bert said, you have to have as the responsibility as the visitor to understand yes. that. And it's kind of like I said to them, you assume you're not going to see mom and mm-hmm. not see baby and not see daddy. Just go and make an appearance. Because I do think it's kind of rude to go in initially and decide that, oh, I need to hold the baby. Mm-hmm. I need to be a part, you know, like I would not suggest that.
Here is Chicky. Good morning, Chicky. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning.
Hi. I love your name.
I love the name.
Anything you're going to say right now, I'm going to agree with.
Well, I believe that when I had my son, I preferred them to come and see after the baby was born mm-hmm. versus coming to see me while I was going through all the hoopla in the hospital because, you know, you lose your dignity when you're in there. So I prefer afterwards.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
After the hospital? Or I mean, yeah, they didn't go until after she was born.
After the hospital or after baby is born?
Well, after the baby is born, at the hospital. See, what happened with me was before I had my baby, I had a lot of visitors come in. Mm-hmm. And it was very inappropriate.
Right. Yeah, they didn't go while she was in labor. So, yeah, and that's another thing. Yeah, no, just let it be private. Let her struggle because, like she said, a woman is not in her best state when she's in labor, obviously.
And let her rest. And don't go 2 hours after she just had the baby.
You got to use
common
some common sense.
Yes.
And like I said, you're not going expecting to see the mom or even the baby. Just go, drop something off, and leave.
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to tell you, honey, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Ooh. Because I've had two babies, and I guarantee you, as soon as I had the C-sections, there were people all surrounding me. The family needs time to recuperate. If you're breastfeeding, you don't want somebody popping in there, especially if you're a new mom. So I agree with Bert. Please call before you go out there. Even though you say it's going to be a few minutes, those few minutes can be very uncomfortable. Okay. You know, just do a courtesy to the new mom and give a courtesy call. And you guys got to go see Karate Kid because it was off the
charts.
Stick Boy Smith did it well. Yeah, because I call him Stick Boy Smith because he's just so scrawny, but. All right.
So we got two things out of that. Yes. Go see Karate Kid.
Go see Karate Kid and to call first. Okay, maybe I give the wrong advice to them.
And you got to know how to stick and move, man.
Time limits.
You cannot linger. This is not like when you have a party and there are a few people that just linger on a little bit too long. Look, every second that you're there, when the mom is tired and she just wants to go to sleep, first of all, the sleep is precious at that point. And baby sleep is precious. You got to get in, say hey, kiss on the cheek, and then get out.
Maybe it's a compromise. Maybe you go to the hospital and deliver flowers and then leave. So that at least the mom sees they were here, you were here, but we'll see you later.
And the call before, I think, is really important also. Let them know you're coming.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bert Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
So I'm looking for an email that was sent to us a couple of weeks ago. And I think this was on the heels. It's taken me this long to get to it. It was on the heels of not only Jesse James getting busted. Who else got busted after him? Oh, it was George Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think got busted,
which
too.
Has been a lot less of a scandal than everybody else's, but which I'm more offended by.
Why?
Really?
Because he received his kidney from his wife.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, if you have somebody give you a life-saving organ, you don't do anything to betray them in return.
Right,
that seems like an obvious statement.
Yeah, you would think. But, yeah. You know.
Should come with like a little warning label.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, or if you're about to do something, alarm should go off in your body that says, no, you know, or something. I don't know.
So I think that there was this long line. We were still sort of hungover from the whole Tiger Woods thing. Then we got into the conversation about Jesse James, and then we're George Lopez, and the conversation turned to, it really seems like these are three dudes that at one point you would have considered good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them have had nasty affairs, nasty, nasty affairs on their wife. And I joked at the time that I was hoping a female celebrity that was married would get busted.
Mm-hmm.
So just to even the playing field a little bit, right? So at the time, this is what I got from Alyssa. Says, dear Bert, I know you jokingly tweeted today when you were begging female celebrities to start cheating so things would be more balanced. It does seem crazy that there has been this streak of celebrity infidelities. But in all honesty, these past few months of tabloid coverage, coupled with my own life experience, has made me change my attitude about men and sexual loyalty. I've had three serious boyfriends, and all of them have cheated. Now, I've watched each news story about men stepping out of their relationships and getting physical with other women. At 33 years old, I think I'm starting to get it. I know this is a twisted and sad, but I'm now approaching relationships with the expectation that my future men will cheat and I am at peace with it.
What?
Really?
So long as the relationship is strictly physical, I'm going to allow it in my relationships.
Wow.
Half the marriages in this country end up in divorce. My guess is half of those are because of infidelity. Why fight it? I know this email will be met with cynicism, but look around, ladies. We're fighting nature. From Alyssa. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So she's giving in, man. She's just like, this is how guys are going to be. Then why even fight it?
Well, I think she's approaching relationships in this way. I think a lot of women maybe change their mind after they're already in relationships and they have gone through an infidelity and want to save it. But hers is a unique perspective because she's approaching it in that way.
She just wants peace of mind. She don't want to have to be pure. I do feel bad for straight women because I do think there is a consistent underlying paranoia about making sure that everything is okay, that the house is okay, that he's taken care of, that my body's taken care of, that there, you know, there's so many things that women are worried about to make sure it's fine because they feel like that's going to keep their marriage intact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that all these stories, I could see all these stories keep coming out about these guys, and I think she just wants peace of mind. The one thing I don't agree with what she says about fighting nature, I'm not a big thing about the nature thing, but I do see where she's... Not that I agree with her, but I think she's just trying to say, I don't want to worry anymore. I'm just going to go into it, have a good time, be with whoever I'm with, and if it happens, I'm not going to be destroyed by it.
All right, once again, phone number 1-877-588-BERT, which is B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Rebecca here agrees.
I do. It's basically the same thing as an open relationship. I've had that with boyfriends and girlfriends, and it just seems like the relationship's so much happier because you don't have to hide anything. There's no secret. There's no, just whatever.
Doesn't it cause insane jealousy?
I'm not a very jealous person. I'm pretty secure with myself, so I really, no, not really. Because, you know, if I want to go test the waters with something else, I'd rather just be honest and tell them, hey, you know, I'm going to go out on a date with this person than try and sneak around and hide. That's really where people get mad is the betrayal and the lies. It's not, you know... If it's open and up front in the beginning that it's going to be an open relationship, then all power to you.
So there's been times that your man has been out with another woman and you're okay with it.
Yeah. And,
you know
times
about it.
I've been out with another woman and I've been out with another man at the same time. It don't matter.
So you guys check in with each other before this date happens. Like, hey, I'm going out with this dude tonight. I'll see you back at midnight.
Yeah, I've actually lived with my boyfriend and went out on dates.
It would make me throw
up. Well, it's her. That's how she's defined her relationship. I don't think that's the same situation as with the email. Mm-hmm. I think that's just, look, I'm going to go into my relationships with my men knowing eventually whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I don't think it's the same.
The open relationship is different. It's two people coming to an agreement. She's saying right now that she's going into a brand new relationship, and the bar is set. Go ahead and have sex with. I don't know that she's going to verbalize it to
these
dudes.
I don't think she will. She's just expecting it.
Yeah.
That she wants him to, but she's not going to live in that paranoia that she's like, eventually, you know what? It's going to happen anyway. So I'm going to go into it and enjoy it while it lasts.
Here is Stacey. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. I kind of agree with that letter. Because I really think men haven't changed. I think men back in the day cheated, and I think women back in the day overlooked it or forgave them because they knew marriage, that once you married, that's it. I mean, there's no other option. Divorce was an option back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I kind of agree with that. I mean, if I get in a relationship, I'm not going to wait for him to cheat. But if it does happen, I'm going to look at the situation and, you know, I'm just not going to divorce him.
It's giving a guy an okay to cheat now. Like, that's just going into anything and into a relationship is saying, yes, it's okay to cheat because that's my expectation for it. That's just dumb.
I feel like because of all these stories that came out, the one thing I didn't see was guys get mad about it. Like, if it wasn't something that guys didn't expect to happen or guys weren't too shocked by, then I felt like more guys would come out and say, dudes, what are y'all doing? You're giving us a bad name. And no guy really came out and got mad at the guys that were in the public eye.
I think what's happening.
I don't know about that. I think a lot of men were disappointed.
Right.
I know talking to my dad about the Tiger Woods thing, I mean, he was disgusted about what he did to the game of golf and just the way, you know, the way that he behaved. So I know that some men
were. But then you took him to the Masters and all was good.
I know that some men were very disappointed in all of that. So I don't know you can say no men came forward.
I didn't see any, nobody vocalized it really, you know?
I'm just afraid that because these stories are so sensationalized, like Tiger Woods sleeping with 18 different women, and Jesse James, we hear, you know, how many were there? 7, 8, 9?
Something like
that. And she didn't know also that we're becoming really desensitized to infidelity. I mean, it's in that letter right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's saying it's just the way it's going to be, so I'm just going to go with it.
That's sad.
Hey, Liz, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. My comment on that email, that this person allowing other guys to cheat on her and stay in the relationship, that's because of insecurity.
Well,
she cannot be alone.
Here's where I would disagree with you is that you're using the word, cheating, and she's taking that word out of her vocabulary. It's not cheating.
Or being in another relationship with another person, because I've been through with that so many times, and I think being there, it's going to make her uncomfortable and thinking about what he's doing and whatnot, and I think, you know, that's because of her insecurity. She's letting things happen to her and allowing him to be, you know, doing whatever he wants to do.
I think her argument is, though, he's doing it anyway.
Like,
you know, you just said that you've been through it several times. Like, I think what she's saying is it happens anyway. So why am I going to go into it being, this is my interpretation of the email, is that she's saying, I'm not going to worry about it. That's what I've been doing. That's what I see. That's what, you know, that's what women do all the time, is they worry that their man's going to be out cheating if something changes in their relationship, or that, like I said, they gain weight, or they don't do this, or they don't do that. And
I don't think that, I always feel like when we're having these talks about infidelity, I mean, now we're talking about three dudes that are lined up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, women, I do really believe that the statistics are pretty close. I really do. I think women are much smarter. I think women justify it differently, because I think when a woman ends up stepping out of her relationship, she feels like she's put up with so much crap for so long that the sex with somebody else is justified, whereas a guy does it just because it's a physical need that's being met. But I still think at the end of the day, I think the numbers are pretty close.
I'd have to poll my friends, because I have a lot of guy friends and girlfriends, and I'd have to poll and say, how many of y'all cheated? And then see how many say yes.
I just think women are better at keeping it to themselves than dudes are. I don't know. It's sad, though, that
mentality,
we're at
sad.
The level of that mentality. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, might as well.
I know it's
going to
happen, right?
Get it. The Burt Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
I've told you guys and been really honest about my struggle with cigarettes through the years. I was a social smoker in college, and then after college and moved to Atlanta, I smoked for a while and hated it, but was addicted to cigarettes. And then quit for about 3.5, maybe almost 4 years, then started again for about 1.5, maybe almost 2 years, and then quit again in January. And I told you guys I had a lot of success with pure hypnosis, because that was what was sort of like the starting point. Like, for all smokers, they need like a quit date. I know for Bert's wife, Stacy, it was her 40th birthday. That was like her date in her mind. That's when she was going to do it. Like, you need something to sort of push you past the routine, you know, some sort of thing. And so my appointment with the hypnosis with Sean Wheeler was that. So it really definitely helped me. And I was cigarette free for a long time. And then I've had some falling off the wagon a little bit with the occasional party cigarette. Mm-hmm. So I'm still not smoking. And I feel really proud of myself for that, because, you know, I was buying packs of cigarettes, you know, smoking probably like 5 to 10 per day. And then if I was going out partying, it was like way more than that. And so if you've ever smoked or had an addiction like that, you know it's hard to break, and it's also hard to dabble in it. So I'm making myself nervous every once in a while, but I have this switch that goes off when I decide that I'm going to tie one on. That I just decide I don't care anymore, that I have quit smoking, and I have the occasional one here and there. So I know my boyfriend can't stand it, and so that has helped me make the correct decision not to pick them up.
Is he around while you're in party mode?
Yeah.
So he's seen. Do you smoke around him?
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to lie about it. I'm not trying to hide it.
And you know it bothers him, but you're still lighting up anyway.
Well, I mean, I know it bothers him because it's not like a shame on you kind of thing. He's like, I just know you're going to be disappointed in yourself tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if
they're
you decide...
They're still in that stage where he's not going to say to her, oh my God, you freaking stink. Go sleep on the couch.
Right.
He's like, look, I mean, I support
you. I don't want you to be
you,
disappointed in yourself.
Whatever you do, even if it involves emphysema, but I just know tomorrow that you're not going to feel right. I think everything you do...
I support you 100%.
...is so perfect.
Whatever he does. I mean, he supports me. And so his latest thing was, you know, if you're going to just have the occasional one, then just say that that's what you're going to do and stop beating yourself up about it. But if you say that you don't want to have any at all, then that's what I'm supposed to be supporting you in doing. So that kind of thing. So anyway, yeah. So
he could say the same words to you in 10 years and you'll tell him to go to hell.
Yeah.
Quit trying to control me.
Right now he's so smart.
Right now he's like,
oh my
God.
So insightful.
It's just wise.
He's the best man in the world.
He
is.
I
can't believe the way he says
Superman.
He absolutely is. So, so anyway, I am just nervous about this because I feel like it's like a slow falling off of my mission to quit. But for some reason, I can't stop myself when I'm in party mode. Now, in my everyday life, I don't even want them anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I used to be in the morning with a cup of coffee, you know, after dinner. None of those, I don't even like think about it anymore. But once I can go out and with my friends have like 2 or 3 glasses of wine and I'm fine. But if I'm in party mode and I surpass that, it's like the flip of the switch.
Sure.
Forget about it, and I'm going to have one.
To that point where if you're just having a couple glasses of wine, it's no big deal. When we were in Los Angeles,
one night we went out, we all went out, and Wendy and Jen and I decided to try to make a night of it, you know, like make it a bigger night. And
what do you mean try to make a night of it?
Well, we were still on Atlanta time, but we're like in LA, so we gotta go.
You're rallying for like the first 45 minutes, and then you realize it's 2 a.m. Atlanta time.
Okay. That's how it was. But we rallied good, so we went to, you know, I think it was the night that we all had dinner maybe or whatever, but then we ended up back in the hotel lobby, and I think we were just hanging out there to see if any celebrities would come through on their way to Idol or whatever. And we're sitting on a couch in the lobby, hanging out and having wines and beers. And
a lot.
And, yeah.
A lot.
No. Three.
Oh, yes, it was.
We had three glasses. You had a glass of wine at dinner.
No, I had two glasses of wine at dinner. And two and at like two humongous ones. Those were like buckets of wine.
Okay.
That's a bottle of wine.
It was a lot
but
of
it's the end
with
of the night.
Two glasses at dinner, I'm fine. Three glasses, I'm fine. Give me that fourth one. Lord. I'm like, who's got cigarettes?
I just want you to listen to yourself. I want you to listen to yourself for just 1 second and say, I'm totally cool until I finish the entire bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Is what you just said.
And that's what it was. She's like, if I'm in party mode, we were actually falling asleep. We're poking each other to stay awake, saying, we need to go up to bed. And we're all like, then we like stand up and we're all doing the goodbyes. And Jen goes, I got to go find a cigarette. Like, we're on our way to bed.
The night was over.
We're going to the elevator.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just being honest. I'm opening myself up for criticism.
So at this point, do you consider yourself a non-smoker?
Yeah, totally. With occasional fall-off.
You can't do that.
You're not.
So you're not a non-smoker yet.
I am.
You just told us you had a cigarette out in L.A.
I don't think she... Did you end up smoking?
She did. She went outside. We had to wait for her.
Outside of my cigarettes, I'm a non-smoker.
It's only once in a blue moon, Bert.
Agreed. Look, I've gone through this dance for 10 years now. I understand.
She doesn't buy her own cigarettes. It's different.
Different, right?
She did. You did bum one.
It is.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.